To what extent was the later Anglo-Saxon period a period of change and transformation for English law and legal systems? The legal system in 10th and 11th century England was a manifestation of royal power and authority. The king made law, issuing great codes, and he himself was the highest court in the land, to whom individuals could appeal for judgment. A famous case concerning land at Font Hill in Wiltshire describes how King Alfred the Great, when washing his hands, made a decision in favour of a disgruntled party to a case, and he overturned the previous judgment. This vignette gives us a little glimpse of the appellant just managing to catch a king on a particularly busy day. Below the king, there existed a number of local fora where justice could be done. One question which has exercised historians is the extent to which all justice was royal, or whether, as on the contemporary continent, kings had alienated some jurisdictional rights to local lords, who were then able to do justice for their own territories. Two other controversial questions arise concerning the reign of Ethelred. Whether the evidence of contemporary documents indicates a crisis of law and order in his reign, and secondly, whether his late law codes reflected a decline in the efficacy of royal law giving. These are questions which I shall discuss in this podcast.